dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 29th, 2013. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High, Father Allah, Mother Allah, Allah, Waters of Noon, total peace, total oneness, no boundaries, no hatreds, no division. So look, the laws of the Most High, the laws of Moses, the five books of the law, these laws are the very fabric of the universe. The law further states that if your sister and brother is facing hardship because of this rotten system and are forced to sell themselves to you or sell their work to you or their activity. In other words, they have to work for you. They're suffering hardship. It says after 6 years, on the seventh year Sabbath, you set your sister and your brother free and you give them liberally of your land, wealth, resources, cattle, vineyards. Give them liberally. Sabbath. 7 year Sabbath. Seven times seven. Seven of those Sabbaths are 49 years, 50 year Jubilee. On that year of Jubilee and the other 7 year Sabbaths, you see collectively the elimination of all debt, the transferring of land back to the original owner. The masses of the people in Africa have been denied their land. Asia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, the ghettos and barrios of Australia, New Zealand, North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. The masses of the people have been denied equal access to time, energy, space, land, wealth, resources, education, health, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Why? Because the wicked ruling class and ruling families have disobeyed the law, disobeyed the universe, and have constructed a system of death. And so they have been disobedient to their very original nature, which is Christ in human flesh. Now, this word, there's a word that's connected to the word that we're looking at that has to do with training. It is a word that is pais, 3816 Greek side. It's masculine and feminine. Masculine and feminine. It means a child, boy or girl, infants, children, also a servant or a slave, an attendant, a servant, a king's attendant, or a minister. But we're looking principally at child, boy, girl, because the acronyms, found are servant, child, and next to son, we have in parentheses Christ. This is proving that every human being is a Christ in human flesh, a child of the Most High, a servant of the Most High. I do not mind being a servant or a slave to the Most High, because Yahweh means existing and living. I serve living. I serve existing. I worship living and existing. It is the power of living and existing that causes us to wake up and go about our day attempting to live and exist as best as we can. That power and force of existing and living is causing activists, revolutionaries, to get up and stand up and ensure that every human being has equal access to this force, this power, this causative reality that has caused all to come into being and existence, that is referred to as Yahweh, Yahweh, which means existing and living. Omali Yeshetela. After you denigrated religion and denigrated religious thought, religious philosophy and ideology, did you not begin to talk about the power of life and existing and living? Well, my dear brother chairman, if you were speaking Hebrew, you would just say the power of Yahweh, the power of Jehovah, the power of Yahweh. But since we speak English, we say living and existing. I worship living. I worship existing. You worship living and existing. You honor and reverence existing and living for all. And all of my precious sisters and brothers who are a part of the African People's Socialist Party and the Communist Party USA, you are my precious sisters and brothers, and you will not deny that scientifically the power of existing, the power of living, is the driving power and driving force that causes us to stand up for the idea that every human being must have ownership of the means of production, the mechanisms of production, control of our lives, state power, federal power, the power to rule the earth, your universe should be in our hands. This is what is being taught in the Division 8 of Psalms when it says that mankind, man and woman, Adam, man, made lower than the angels, given power to rule this earth. This is what you are speaking of, my communist, socialist sister and brother. This is what you are saying when you tell the wicked ruling class and ruling families that we, the oppressed masses, must have the power to run our lives and run the earth, and ownership in land, wealth, resources, time, energy, and space, and be the owners of the mechanism and the means of production. You just say Yahweh, Yahweh, if you are speaking Hebrew. So we say to all of us that we must obey the Christ spirit, soul, energy within, and align ourselves with the universe and Yahweh in the universe and within ourselves, existing and living for all. Yahshua says in this verse 19, therefore, repent. He says, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Now, I said earlier that there was a group of African Hebrews, revolutionaries, that were referred to as zealots. Some of them took up arms and wanted armed rebellion. They were willing to shed the blood of the high priests, those in power, and shed the blood of the Roman soldiers and the Roman Empire officers and Caesar and anyone else that got in their way. But there were other zealots who didn't want to see bloodshed, who saw that there was a flaw in they who took up arms, in that you must teach the people the knowledge and wisdom and science of the universe. When you look at colonialism in Africa, you look at the armed rebellions, and on a human level, you cannot blame the human being. You cannot blame the oppressed. When you look at the human level, the wicked ruling class and ruling families have nothing to say. They created the system of death, hell, destruction. They have been killing and destroying human beings for years and years, and they have invited upon their own heads their own destruction. They have nothing to say. The wicked ruling class run the drug cartels, run the so-called terrorists. They run the banks and run the mining corporations. They are behind all warfare, all bloodshed, all the hatreds, all the divisions among the human family. They have nothing to say. But we don't want to see anyone shed blood and have their blood shed. We want to find the way in the universe, in the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, in the science of the atoms. We want to know and understand how to get this teaching over to the masses, that we may have a revolution that is without the shedding of blood. We don't want to see anyone physically destroyed. We don't want to see anyone suffer the loss of their life. We would appeal to they who are in the wicked ruling class and families. Leave your class and join we the masses and free and liberate the human being, the human family. So there were some zealots who, like John the Baptist and like Yahushua, they wanted to teach the people the science of sun, moon, stars, and planets, not just give a person a gun. So in Africa, you saw the moving out of colonialism in that fashion. But then, because there was no teaching amongst the people, because there was not the scientist and the leaders with the scientist teaching the people how to create a system based on science, based on existing and living, then you saw the same old wicked ruling class and ruling families come back and use black faces, use black people to continue to colonize and destroy. And we look around and our condition worse than before. Sweep out the old system through teaching of science, solar, lunar, astral, hydrogen, planetary, atoms, molecules, protons, neutrons, and electrons in South Africa. Why are the sisters and brothers suffering worse now than before? Because if Nelson Mandela, in his mind and heart, If the leaders of the ANC in their minds and hearts said, wow, we wanted to transfer the land back to you, the original owner, but we have been to various meetings in Switzerland, and we have learned that if we continue down the path of taking the land from the bankers and the multinational corporations and the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, diamond industry, gold industry, mining resource industry, if we continue to go down that path and take the land from them, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the bankers, give it to you, then they will purposefully sabotage the economy and destroy the economy and purposefully sabotage you. If that is how Nelson Mandela and the ANC leadership felt, then you go amongst the people and teach them this is how you feel. And teach them that we felt one way before we were about to get into power. But we yet love you and yet know that you need control over your lives and your land and your wealth and your resources. And we want to continue the fight. We're in power. We're in the seat of power. But we have not lost sight of the land question. So now the question is, how do we continue to organize so that the people may, in the final analysis, finally gain control over their lives, over their state, over their nation, over their land, their wealth, and their resources, over the earth, over the universe? So this is what the zealots were doing under the leadership of John the Baptizer and Yahushua. They were teaching the people the teaching that would free them from the power of Caesar and Rome and the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire. So this word zeleo, which is where we get our word zealot, Yahushua was a zealot teaching the people science. Solar, lunar, astral, science. This word found under the number 2206 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is defined as to burn with zeal. Burn with zeal. We are burning with the zeal and the fire to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality for every human being on the planet. To be heated or to boil with envy, hatred, and anger. We are envious in this sense. And I've been thinking of these definitions and the Christ in the human flesh. We are like the Most High. When the Most High is disrespected, when the principles of life and existing are disrespected, then the Most High says, why would you disrespect me? I'm your father and your mother. I brought you into existence. You must love me. I am your creator. I am your creatress. I am Father God and Mother Goddess. Respect and honor and love me. Respect and honor existing and living. So we have that same power within ourselves when someone disrespects us, when someone denigrates us, when someone doesn't treat us like we should be treated, when we, the poor working class masses of the people, see that the wicked ruling class and ruling families love the earth and resources and material more than they love us, we are envious. We are jealous, and we have hatred not for the human being. We fight not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness
We fight against those ideologies and philosophies that arise out of a spirit given over to a wicked spirit, soul, energy. That energy given over to wickedness, that's what we hate. We hate this system that is destructive to the human family. So, sisters and brothers, when the wicked ruling class and ruling families love gold and diamonds and love money and love power and influence over love of the people, love of the masses, love of the oppressed, love of the poor working class, masses of the proletariat peoples, then this envy here is us saying you have disrespected us. You love things more than you love people. Is this not what Dr. King was teaching us about exorbitant materialism, militarism, and racism? These evils that show that the wicked ruling class and ruling families will kill anybody and everybody to get things, to get earth, to get land, to get wealth, to get resources. This is what the Most High means in the Old Testament when the Most High talks about making a graven image to yourself, to thee, of heaven and earth. Smelting, using that scientific knowledge to cast gold and images and whatnot for yourself. This is representative of they who have created an economic system that loves things and material more than love of the people and destroys the people through covetousness, taking what is not yours. This is what is meant by the envy and the hatred and the anger. We are angry as fire over a system like that. It says here, in a good sense, to be zealous in the pursuit of good. We have seen this all as good when understood properly. And the good we are pursuing zealously is the good of the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. To desire earnestly, to pursue. Remember, the 11th house, hopes and wishes and friendship, this is what we are in pursuit of. We must pursue love and friendship from one another. Have love, have compassion for a human being. Desire earnestly, strive after, busy one's self about ourselves in striving for these righteous realities, to exert one's self for one, that he may not be torn from me. When we see our sisters and brothers destroyed, torn from ourselves, we're torn apart, ripped asunder by the system. No, be zealous. Go after one another. Be reconnected with one another. Be refashioned into shape with one another. Do not suffer to be torn from one another and divided asunder. To be the object of the zeal of others. To be zealously sought after. See, the envy means that I am envious that my sister and brother is torn away from me. This word is rooted in another word that has to do with excitement of the mind, ardor, meaning on fire with love, fervor of spirit, to be envious and contentious in rivalry and jealousy, meaning that we are jealous of the system for taking our sisters and brothers from us. We contend with the system that has done such. We are fervent. The root, etymological root, is zeo, which means to boil with heat, to be hot. We're boiled with anger and love and zeal. And the negative, it can be for bad, but we are zealous and jealous for that which is good, fervent spirit. fervent in spirit, said of zeal for what is good. So this is teaching us that we must be zealous for one another. We must have fierce love for one another. We are not to tolerate the destruction of our sisters and brothers and the reality of our sisters and brothers being torn away from us because of hatreds and division along class, racial, religious, political, ideological lines. No. Because we are a citizen of this region, territory, country. No. Be zealous and love one another. So it says, repent. Yahshua says, repent. Repent of what? Because we have followed after the system. We have bought into the hatreds. We have listened to Rush Limbaugh or this pundit or that pundit. We have listened to Democrats and Republicans. We have listened to conservatives and those who are liberal, but hypocritically liberal, who feed into the hatreds, feed into the divisions. So repent. Repent is mate, mata, no eo. Mata no eo. 3340. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Means to change the mind for the better, to amend our ways that have been abhorrent, disgusting, causing sins. Change our ways after we understand. Meta is a root word meaning after, behind. So we are after this understanding. We are after these actions and what we have been discussing and analyzing. And so now we want to repent and change our minds. We want to come together with love and zeal for one another. We are jealous of the system. We want to see unity, freedom, justice, equality. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.